Richard DiTilio is the executive director of the Broome County IDA. Any project awarded tax breaks by the IDA comes across his desk, and any project that is rejected comes across his desk too. DiTilio started with the agency 18 years ago, turning it into basically a developer that gives away tax breaks.
We are revenue-driven. We're independent and autonomous from the county government. Once the board of directors has been put in place, they are the final word on all activity.
That means only the board of directors has a say in how the IDA spends money. But it's not clear that the board actually gets involved in any meaningful way. A review of more than a year of board meeting minutes found no projects that were rejected by the board after getting the okay from DiTilio. One former board member, who declined to speak on tape for fear of political retribution, says everything the IDA does comes from DiTilio. The board doesn't get involved in which projects are chosen. DiTilio says the IDA has a long history of operating independently.
Since 1970, we're probably just about anywhere you might see industrial growth and development. It's a fairly long list of projects.
The IDA is a powerful organization. It gave away $66.7 million between 2006 and 2010. But DiTilio says making those deals is important for Broome County's economy.
To make a point here, we do not take, and I believe this very firmly, we do not take taxes away from any community in any deal that we do. It's all new money.
That new money comes in payments made to the IDA known as pilots, or payment in lieu of taxes. The pilots go to local governments and schools instead of regular property taxes. Over time, usually about 15 years, the company steps up its payments to the full tax rate. That's the main value an IDA can offer, relief from property taxes. But the IDA also profits from the deals. DiTilio says the agency has grown its revenue and built up a surplus of millions because they've taken over old industrial sites and redeveloped them.
We've been successful because we took a few risks over the years, risks that weren't necessarily taken because we wanted to get into the real estate business.
Because DiTilio has so much control over the IDA, he's able to take those risks. But on the other hand, he claims his decisions are largely dictated by state law.
If a company qualifies, it's pretty much everybody's treated the same way. So it's not like we can arbitrarily pick and choose who based upon any criteria in terms of needs.
That argument for the projects chosen doesn't make much sense to Tompkins County IDA board member Jeff Furman.
You know, if there's a checklist, an automatic checklist, I understand that gives people more security and it's easy to know and it's, you don't have to deal with procedural stuff, but why have an IDA board at all?
According to Furman, an IDA board should take a more active role in shaping the kinds of businesses that come into an area than Broome County's IDA board does. Jason Garner, a former chairman of the legislature's Economic Development Committee, says he's advocated for reforms that would strengthen the board.
Unfortunately, the county doesn't directly control the IDA.
Garner says he pushed the board to require companies to return money if they don't create the promised number of jobs, to mandate local labor for all projects, and to ensure that the jobs created are better than minimum wage. Garner says no action was taken.
Because I think, you know, some of the IDA members were worried that if we put too many requirements upon companies, then, you know, they just go someplace else that didn't have those types of requirements.
And that's the main argument that has kept the Broome County IDA so independent. In our next story on IDAs, Ryan Delaney will explore what happens when a county legislature takes the reins. In Binghamton, I'm Matt Richman for InnovationTrail.org.